Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Without further ado, everybody, welcome to another iteration of But Am I Watching, where we watched the movie that is getting so much Oscar buzz. People are saying, will this be her EGOT? The J-Lo movie, also known as This Is Me.
This Is Me.
Dot, dot, dot. Now.
Colon?
Parentheses? Hold up. I have the title. Oh, yeah. Colon, A Love Story. An Amazon original starring, produced by, written by, Jennifer Lopez.
I've seen it twice now because I watched it on my birthday and there were a lot of people around and it was a lot of commentary going on as it was being watched. And then this morning I also watched it. I've been up since 7 my time. So it'll be 5 your time. And I've had a full day. I've already had a full day. And I'll say that the second time I watched it, I enjoyed it more.
I understand the commentary because I had to pause a lot of times and I had to tell Mots. I said, I love what you have to say, but I need you to say it when the screen is paused. And then if I don't like what you have to say, I want you to hand the remote back and I want to play it and I don't want you to keep talking. Yeah. And he was like, I thought we could make fun of this. I go,
no,
I can make fun of this however I want, but you have to watch your mouth.
Yeah.
Cause you're a man.
It's like in the way that like, I can talk shit to my sisters and about my sisters, but somebody else coming in to say something? Absolutely not.
You can say you hate your grandma. But if someone else says, I hate your grandma, you go, what did you say about my grandma?
Yeah. But like, I do love my grandmas.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just one of those things where it's like, no, you can't do that.
Right.
And afterwards, he like made some comment. He was like, I just think like, you know, he's like, so happy she got to make this after like everyone in the world doing all of like whatever he was saying. He's like making just some like joke about how so much money was spent on this and whatever. And I said, sir, you watch golf where they win, where millionaires win millions of dollars sponsored by every company under the sun. And they're also sponsored by unethical oil money overseas. And all those people also vote for Republicans. So don't you come in here and tell me. This woman. And I said, you also know she was one of the first people to sign Artists for Ceasefire. So she spent her money how she wants to spend her money. But the way she's spending her money is not no better, no worse. Truthfully, could be better than a lot of other people.
That's true. That is true. She's employing a bunch of people of color.
She is. We'll get into my things. I don't know how many people she was actually employing, but the people she did employ, I was like, I literally wrote down, her friends are like low-key good.
Yeah.
So we told everyone to watch and submit their thoughts and feelings and everything. But I want to give like a quick little breakdown of like what the movie, if you have no idea. So if you did not listen to the episode where I shared with Melissa that this creation had been created and was going to be pushed out into the universe, I would recommend listening to it. It was a See You Next Tuesday from...
The title of it is... This is us. Now : a story of friendship.
Yeah. So that's that episode. And in it, there was a lot of like up in the air of like, this just sounds like a visual album. And I'm like, no, I think this is a movie. And I will say that I think they think this was a musical movie.
And that was my first note that I wrote. Well, it's part of my But Am I Wrong? But I'll just say it now, that this movie was marketed wrong. It should have been marketed as a visual album. And yes. I don't think it would be getting as much hate as it is getting.
No, and because they made it look like it's supposed to be, they think it's a musical. Like, they think they made Cats. And they kind of did. But similar amount of effects. But the storyline and everything, like, here I am guessing who's who. I go, is that Mark Anthony? I will say it did get me on a deep dive of everyone that she's dated, because that's apparently a large hang up for her. And
what's a large hang up?
Her dating history. Like, that she was like, I'll like get into it. Like, one of the things I said, like, that she very much was like, you know, what they all say about me. And I'm like, girl, is anyone, I don't know if you're fighting invisible demons right now. Like, and I asked Moss, I was like, is this something that like I would have missed? Like, was it like she's a serial dater? Like, who's she dating now? Cause that was kind of her whole thing, was that like, I'm not like that. And I'm like, I don't. And even I viewed the number of people she dated and I was like, I don't.
All I remember
see
her
that.
Dating was P. Diddy.
Yeah.
Which there was, I don't know if you know about.
I Googled the, it. The guns? The
yeah,
guns?
They were in a club. There was a SVU, not SVU, the other Law and Order. The Law and Order ripped from the headlines about this, and it was incredible.
That's what Mott said too. But also, you know, Mott told me, and I don't know, I need to fact check with you. He said it's the same night, it was an after party, the same night that she wore the green dress.
I think
the Versace
it was.
Dress.
I think it was.
And you know, they did not have the budget for that for Law and Order. No, they said Party City that.
I think it just picks up at the party. So him, Ben Affleck, Mark Anthony, and she married two of those people. So I don't even.
And the Shark Tank guy, is that his name? Ooh. Alex Rodriguez? Is he not on Shark Tank?
No. A-Rod. He's a football player. I mean, baseball player.
Maybe he was on like a guest spot. I just remember like when there was like photos of them dating, I'm pretty sure the picture that they were using was him.
I forgot he was just in a suit
and I thought it was Shark Tank.
I really like them together. But yeah, that's like, I've never thought of her like a serial dater. And like, that on the sixth album, the first album that she dropped, that was life changing. I gotta tell you, it was like they had this whole thing. I was around the time I was like in sixth grade, I think. Mm-hmm. And they were like, had this thing of like the Latin invasion or something. It was so stupid. But it was like, she had dropped the album, Ricky Martin had dropped an album, Mark Anthony, and they were all like fire. And she had made this whole thing like, we've always been here. Like, what are y'all talking mm-hmm. about? But of course, people have to market. Yeah. but it was like, she was just dropping hits, like every song after song after song, like every one of them was a hit. Ashanti. And mm-hmm. like, I really like, I've been a fan.
Yeah. Am I a J-Lo fan? I looked it up too. And I guess turns out she had like a long-term high school relationship who she ended up marrying. And then he tried to like sell their like life story, including like, I don't know if he had like,
was there a sex tape
or there was some,
I was too young,
some
but like it's jogging
thing.
Like some yeah. memory for me. Yeah.
And so, but I would say that you are the prime age of coming up mm-hmm. with J-Lo fans. So that's why, because yes. I asked Mott and Mott was like, I don't remember like yeah, this being her narrative. So
younger,
it is, but you saying that, so I'm like, it did kind of feel like the plot of this was like fighting her internal demons. And I go, I don't think anybody is saying that about you. Like yeah. I could name a lot of other people they're saying that about. It is not you.
It's
like
not you.
I would look at you as some, like you seem like a serial monogamist.
Mm-hmm. Which they did say yeah. in the film too.
Yeah.
That was a point in the film.
So I just think this is so full circle for me, because the first thing that I wrote ended up leading to my hot take, and it ended up forming my opinion for the whole movie. And the first thing I wrote down was, is this Shrek? Because the opening sequence of this in the storybook going through the pages is legitimately Shrek. And then she hops on the little motorcycle back ski, the whole thing. And then it becomes almost shot for shot the opening of Spy Kids. And I go, is this Spy Kids now? And then she hops on the motorcycle. And then I go, is this the Kanye music video? And it just goes, bam, bam, bam. And then we're going to end up eventually at my hot take. Should I tease it now or should I wait?
Just get into it. Go ahead.
So because I have my thoughts and feelings for the whole movie. And then I'll finish with my hot take. So just know that those are my first three instincts. The first things I noticed. Then the next question was, do you think AI sponsored this? So much CGI. Mm-hmm. And what is the plot? So I did read that they said...
I didn't get it the first time, but the second time, the plot is crystal clear.
No, I totally get it now. Yeah. But what I was thinking is that, like, they released an article about the reason why Ben Affleck is only in one scene because of, like, budget cuts. Like, we just, like, didn't have the budget for it. And I'm like, I think that you filmed a bunch of music videos and then you filmed all the in-between stuff afterwards and you said, this could be a movie. And then no one said no.
Is that not who she's on the bike with the whole time?
That's the only time he's in it.
No,
but he was supposed to be in more scenes.
But he's also the like news person. That person that's on the news with the blonde hair, that's Ben Affleck. Yeah, like that's Ben Affleck. He's in the whole thing. And then at the end, we just see his chin. But yeah, like he's in the whole thing. So that's not the case.
This just shows how important it is to not have blonde hair, because that was so terrifying for me to see.
It was terrifying.
I couldn't even see the Ben Affleck underneath the blonde. The blonde was so offensive. Wow. I had no idea. But I was going to say, though, that like, I was like, this maybe could have withstood to have an opening scene between the storybook Shrek thing into this. But then it gave very much like, again, like kind of like ripped from other movies in a good vibe. And then we go on to my next bullet point, which is holy fucking shit, the dancing. These dancers were, when I think their pussies flew off. Like the amount they were
really
so
put their dance sussy in it. Like
no, I don't think they have it anymore. The amount of pure force, my nipples yes. would have flown off.
Yeah,
like they were dancing with so much passion, precision. It gave me like, I'm like, good on her, because you will often see that if you are a performer who also dances, you typically have dancers who are dancing either at your level or a little bit below you so you look better. Or if you're not a big dancer, you'll have dancers who really take over the show. She said, no. These bitches are going to work their goddamn fucking asses off.
People forget, Jennifer, and this show was on before, like you were like a baby. She started off on a show called In Living Color, which was the superior show to SNL. It was the Wayans brothers, like the oldest Wayans, Keenan Ivory Wayans was the creator of it. Spectacular show. They, in between the episodes, like in between the skits, they'd have these gals come out and just dance the fuck out of it. And she was like the star of that. And I need y'all to go back and look at the Fly Girls. Me and my, well, Melanie was a baby, but me and Megan, we would love to stay up and just like do the dances, so much so that one of my dad's friends would call us the Fly Girls. Like, that was his nickname for us. Incredible. Like, that is what I initially know her from.
Without a doubt. And I think people forget, like, the current pop era. I know everybody's like, we bullied Dua Peep into like being able to dance. I don't think people know, like, Britney, Jay, there was an era of like, dance first, sing later, girl. Like, yes. And that Janet was Jackson, what this is.
I feel like might be one of like the biggest pioneers of that, because all of them took it from her.
Mm-hmm. And Mott's even said the opening sequence, he goes, this is very Janet Jackson. Mm-hmm. And Mott said that he thought the dancing was so incredible in that opening scene that they could have prevented Chernobyl. And I said, okay, boy.
He's going a little far.
He was cracking himself up with that one. Then my next question was, did the Marvel animators do this? Because the CGI on this was next level. And I was thinking, that must have been a very nice break between doing every single Avengers movie, doing all the TV shows, that they said, Jayla's got a little dancing dance coming up. Throw me some flower petals. I can animate those. I do need to know desperately. It will be my dying wish. Who the fuck sang that final note when she burns the flower petal? Because that actually wasn't Ashanti. Nor was it J-Lo.
I recently saw, and this is controversial. This is going to be the most controversial thing that I say on the mic today. I recently saw this music video of J-Lo and Marc Anthony performing live at a music show after their divorce. They had a song together after their divorce.
Co-parenting.
And she is singing the fuck out of this song. This is the best I've ever heard her sing, and it is live. Like, I've never heard her sound like that. So I was like, maybe she can sound good.
Maybe, like, they're Drew Seeley-ing her. Maybe they're being like, throw Drew Seeley on the track, like in the first High School Musical, where Kiki said, yuck.
Yuck.
Maybe that's what this is. Maybe J-Lo can sing. Maybe we just won't let her sing.
I'm going to send you this clip. I know I liked it. I probably saved it. But I've never heard her sound like that before.
Watch it be Meghan Trainor, because people think that some of her new stuff is Meghan
Trainor.
It was
before Meghan Trainor was famous. Like, before she, I think Meghan Trainor probably would have been too, how old is Meghan Trainor?
Probably a couple years younger than me.
Yeah, I think she would have been too young at the time.
Okay, so my next takeaway is, this is J-Lo's personal Inside Out. I think she watched the animated film Inside Out and she said, I can do this about me.
Yeah. This is
Joe is such a bad therapist. And he's not even pretending to be a therapist. And it did make me wonder if anybody who had written on this script has ever been to therapy. Because I go, therapists aren't like this. And also, this is his home. And like, this is his living room. Like, it is just, this is not therapy. And Fat Joe is like, he's being sarcastic and be like, oh, then you can do it. And I'm like, oh my God, you're not a good therapist. And I don't know if J-Lo knows that he's not a good therapist.
She also calls him Joe later. Like, he's credited as therapist, but in the movie, she calls him Joe at the end. So, what is that?
Yeah, Mott could not get over this part. Like, he was just like, I cannot deal with this being fat. Like, he's like, this is just not cool. Keke Palmer is carrying it. I have to say, all of the gods, minus one that we found out about later, and it's the only one I didn't know, all of them, I was like, you are having fun. I need a movie with Keke Palmer and Jane Fonda yesterday.
I do too. My problem with it was, though, I have another problem I'll talk about later, but my main problem was that they didn't film any of that together, and you can tell their reactions are so off. And if they could all be in a room at the same time, it would have been 2 million times better, because their eye lines are off.
Yep.
The acting is like, they're in their parts, they're doing good. But then when they're doing reactions, it's terrible because they don't know what they're reacting to.
I was going to say, I think if they did it where everybody else shot themselves separately and you just put Keke and Jane Fonda in a room, that would have been fine by me. Because the rest of them, they're not. I will say, Kim Petras, I was like, okay, you're okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. You're going. I didn't think that would be her vibe. So then I said, this movie really feels like this is for our haters and our doubters. And it's like, girl, nobody doubted you. nobody, and also nobody is saying that about Ben Affleck. Nobody's like, no one, they're never, she's never going to make it with him. Like, that's never, I just feel like no one said that. Everybody was so happy and so excited. And then my next question is, so who is supposed to be Mark Anthony? Because right now everything is serving very Mad Max and also sexy abuse, which is just,
I don't think any of them were, I don't think that any of them match up to anybody that she's with. Like,
and that's where I think the issue is that she didn't market it as a visual album because she's marketing it as her life. I go, yes. People are going to wonder who these people are. And like,
nothing matches.
No. And like, looks wise, I was even like looking comparison to like, what did Mark Anthony, because tell me to pick Mark Anthony out of a lineup. No fucking idea. But like, I was trying to look at pictures of him around the time that they were, and I was like, I'm not seeing any comparisons with anyone. I did have questions about how they filmed in that glass house with all of those mirrors. I said, this is a filming fucking nightmare, spiking those cameras left, right, center.
So good though.
It was, I know, good. And then when she went and she like hit the glass, like punched the glass, Musk goes, this is the entire reason why she did this. And I go, of course.
Yeah.
But it was a Leo
the whole thing is, she's like, I'm in a glass house. Now I'm going to shout at a glass house. If she didn't do it, then I didn't want to see it.
This was her Super Bowl performance that she wanted, but Shakira got in the way. Mm-hmm. The dancing is fantastic, but the glass room song sounds like Tiny Meat Gang, aka Cody Coe's and Noel Miller's music. That song specifically, I don't know what it is. If there's a beat there, it sounds so similar.
I thought it sounded like an Ariana Grande song, especially when she starts talking. And it's like, this is an Ariana Grande song.
Yeah. It's an Ariana Grande song without Victoria Monet. Mm-hmm. It's like if you ask AI to write an Ariana Grande song, which I will get into. I wrote Posty! Exclamation point. Post Malone, I don't know how old he is, but I don't like how much I infantilize him. Like, I'm like, oh my God, that's a fully grown adult man, Megan. Fully grown adult man. Just because he has the personality of a linebacker, which Mott says, those are apparently all the football players I like the most, are the linebacker. He's like, just because that's doesn't mean that.
He is 28. I thought he was fully 38.
That's what I'm saying. But I don't know what it is about him. Wonder what the budget was specifically for the scene for the wedding. Holy fucking shit. Is that expensive?
The whole thing was so expensive.
Next, I love her klepto friend. I love whoever wrote in, let's just make one of your friends a klepto. Like, that's just hella fucking funny. And then I would like to issue a Hollywood-wide a plea for Derek Huff jump scares, because the jump scare that I had when they showed him, I'm pretty sure the first time we saw him was when she was spinning around and then she goes from this guy.
No, he
to
walks in and they do a little dance.
Okay. So, and I don't mean this. Do I mean this specifically for Derek Huff? Yes, but it includes more people. Blonde hair, blue eyed. When you get a close up of those, I'm sorry, it's a little jarring. And I would like to be prepared for it. And it shocked me. It shook me to my core.
Why did it shock you? You knew he was coming.
Because every time I block it out. And I have so many questions that, like, one of these men is not like the other. And, like, I think it would have made more sense.
The one that is old enough to be her son?
Well, they're all pretty young, aren't they?
I mean, Trevor Jackson is 27. He is 27 years younger than her.
I think we should have moved Derek Huff to not be the last one. I just think it would have made a little more sense that, like, I guess this would be a phase, because like all of her other boyfriends look relatively same type, and then we just have their, like,
I don't think any of them look the same.
They're all around the same height, like dark hair, like they've got like the same kind of squarey build, taller. And Derek Huff is just like blonde hair, blue eyes. I don't know. It was just a little different. And weren't all the other ones pretty clean cut too? And he had scruffy, but the blonde scruff. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I hate Jay Shetty. I'll be on record saying that.
I do too.
I hate that man.
He gives me the ick.
Yes.
Like, I've never really, like, understood people that talk about the ick. And then one time I was just scrolling through on Instagram and I said, there it is. Now I understand.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Whoever wrote his Wikipedia article is a friend of mine, because they keep writing allegedly for all of his accomplishments, which I agree with, because allegedly. And specifically, I really hate the male podcaster pseudo health guru who makes their big break by inviting young women onto their show to talk about their trauma. And they have zero place to be, not the people talking about their trauma, but like they're offering this as like they think he's this like guru because he's positioned himself to like help them heal, when all he's doing is like exploiting that. Like, I don't fucking like that.
Yeah.
There's another guy who does that too, who's British, both British. Then I wrote, bless these actors for carrying this entire movie on their back. They are taking this shit so seriously. They are not breaking. There is not one moment. You can tell when J-Lo's improvising a little bit and they're just like, we got it, girl.
Especially during that
scene with the young boy.
Yeah, but when she sits in the chair and is like going off the cuff, yelling at people, I was like, put your legs down. Stop throwing your legs in the air.
Girl, deep breath, sit still. Sit still. And they were doing so much. And Mott said, do you think these are her real friends? And I said, these are absolutely hired not. Actors. Mm-hmm. These people are acting and they're acting well. And I looked them up. And do I want anyone listening who has the ability to cast me in something to cast me? Yes. But also cast these people because they were all very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little jump scare at the end for me, or a little plot twist when we found out that man was straight and he was marrying a woman. And I said, whoa.
Same.
What? I didn't. Are we sure that you knew that?
She was shocked that he was getting married.
I know. I go,
and then I was shocked because
there was a bride.
Yes.
I was like, oh, he's getting married. And she was like, no way. And then we get there and I go, to her? You're getting married to she? Weird. And then I wrote, this is so serious. And why is there a gun? This improv, who pitched the sex addict storyline? And then I said, where are her kids? And then she had a line in one of the songs about, and then my kids. And I went, oh, okay. We're just name checking them. We're not throwing child actor rates in here. We're not having you be fucking tutored. God, no. Then I wondered about, the house that she's in, that's like the really big glamorous one they shot from the outside. Someone correct me if I'm wrong. I think they might have used that on Selling Sunset. And I saw it in a meet. I think it's from that because I remember there was a house that someone couldn't sell that was like a bajillion dollars. And I obviously had seen it on Zillow. And then it was on Selling Sunset. I think it's the same house. Then the line where she seriously says, I hate weddings, after we watched a montage of her having three of her own weddings. And I went, bitch, you can't hate weddings. You made your friends go to three of your own weddings. Then we get to, I didn't get enough love, .. from you. What mm-hmm. a plot twist this was.
Mm-hmm.
That she didn't love herself. So it just felt like someone got in there and was like, we really need to make this really personal. And then it felt like it got way too personal. And then I started to feel uncomfortable about, like, she was like revealing so much. It was just like, you know, your parents didn't. And I was like, oh my God. It was just like, okay. And they really threw it all in there so quickly. And I was like, damn, J-Lo and little child J-Lo, who was that her real daughter? I wondered if it was.
Her daughter's a teenager.
Oh, okay.
The girl's way too young.
And I was like, you and this child actor are having to carry all, like,
that
so
girl
much.
Was little Jenny from the block was
no,
incredible.
I know, but I'm like, she is so carrying cute. This big burden of her going, like, you never loved me. And I'm like, oh my God. It's just,
I loved it.
It was just so fucking heavy. And I was like, holy shit. Then Moss wants to know about the benefits and union status of everybody working in the Heart Flower Factory. Because he said, that doesn't look like up-to-code protective eyewear or bodywear. Then the whole thing was that, like, we can't let the heart stop. We can't let the heart stop. But my question is, as somebody who has worn a heart monitor, gone to the cardiologist, we're not talking about the real threat here. Because the heart stopping, our real fear here is not heartbreak. It is cardiac arrest. And I just don't think we talked about that elephant in the room nearly enough.
Make it.
Sometimes metaphors need to be literal. Then, finally, the movie was doing so incredibly great. And then something happened. I don't know if someone got sick, but in the last 45 seconds to a minute and a half, they hired the person who did the sound mixing for the first minute and a half of Usher at the Super Bowl to mix the last minute and a half of this movie. The sound was off.
I think he got fixed.
In your second time around, it was back?
In my second time around, it was fine.
Similar to how they cleared it up right in the middle mm-hmm. of the Super Bowl. When I tell you, I went, he literally left the Super Bowl and got fired from the Super Bowl and said, I'll finish out this movie for you. It was crazy. I was like, that makes no sense. And then I loved the fact that my true Leo form, Leo is Leo-ing, that when you realize the entire point of this movie, nobody else has any names. Everybody is called by their astrology sign. They're called like the klepto.
The cynic is called Mike.
I know. He's the only one. I think he gave that to himself. Everybody else is that. And the only people who have names, J-Lo. And
the artist.
And little J-Lo. And so, truthfully, she is all of the main characters in this movie, which is big Leo energy. And so, which leads me, finally, to my hot take, which is, people said that Madame Web was a movie for studios to prove that AI can write scripts like writers. And in fact, that is not true. That was the J-Lo movie. The J-Lo movie, My Hot Take, was sponsored by Big AI, because at not one point ever did they let you see the real sky. At not what point ever did they let you see any real grass. You didn't see a single real bird. You didn't see a single real night sky. Every single goddamn thing. They might have filmed this entire movie on a green screen.
On a green stage, yeah. Except for the scene at the gym. I think that was practical. Everything else, green screen.
Everything was green, to the point where I said, where did they fly to find a big enough green screen to film this? Like, I was like, South Africa? Like, where did they go to get I don't think they could have filmed this in LA. There's not a big enough screen. It was crazy. So I just have to say, AI, we're not on good terms, but if we want to use you exclusively for things like this, fine by me.
Visual, yeah. I agree. We're going to take a break and we'll come back with my recap.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And now we are back.
And now I'm going to get into my recap. I looked up this Puerto Rican myth about Alita and Teru, and I was like, oh, this is actually kind of beautiful. And I liked how we opened with it, and it carried out throughout the whole film. It was Alita didn't want to marry some dude her father had set her up with, so he turned her into a flower. Teru got turned into a hummingbird. We saw the hummingbird throughout. We saw the flower throughout. The hummingbird didn't even, like, J-Lo didn't notice the hummingbird until she actually found herself. which I thought was a beautiful metaphor.
But she also did have a hummingbird tattoo on her neck.
She did.
I don't think it's real.
No. That was like a straight up prison tattoo.
That's why Hazmat goes, that's not real. I go, you don't think it's a bad tattoo?
It's because she was in search. No. It was important to her and she's always been in search of it.
No, I know. I just wondered if it was like like she always personally liked the story. Maybe she had the tattoo already, but she doesn't.
No.
Okay.
The whole thing about her, when her mom would tell her this story and then people would ask her what she wanted to be when she grew up. And she's like, I wanted to be love. Gag me. But that was the only time that I was disappointed in the script. The rest of the script, I'm here for it. I am here for it.
Do you think she actually felt that? Because J-Lo has something that Cher has. I think you want to be famous and that's fine.
Yeah, I don't think J-Lo ever uttered that a day in her life until she sat down to write this script with her other mm-hmm. three friends. Like mm-hmm. this, I don't think that this, they tried to make it seem like her story. I don't think anything about this was her story and she shouldn't have. I'll get to my hot takes later. But yeah, that's part of my hot take. Ben Affleck as that Fox News reporter named Rex Stone that you didn't even realize was him.
I have to look it up now. Moss had no idea either. He's going to die.
So scary. So scary. I liked in the factory how all the red roses died. I liked how that carried over the glass house with the abusive boyfriend. I wrote down the same thing you said, the rebound. I made up, I don't know if these are the names of the songs because I didn't bother to look them up, but I think she, part of J-Lo's charm is that she just repeats a lot of the same words in a song.
She wants you to memorize it real easy.
Yeah, rebound song.
Yep.
That's what I called that one. The Zodiac Council, I said my thoughts on that. A lot of very talented, mostly people, but it was just, all of them together, it took me out the story of how just nothing matched. The Can't Get Enough song that was the wedding song. I thought that whole scene was beautiful. Oh, that coochie dress she was wearing scared me because I kept thinking that her coochie was going to fall out of it.
I hated the short little dress she put on. I don't know who led her astray, but that is not that dress is not the dress that you wear for those dance moves. She was a better dancer and the dress did not. Mm-hmm. It moved. It was moved a second late. So then it made her look half a second late on all of the dance moves. But other than that, I love the coochie one.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting that at all her weddings, none of her real friends were in the wedding party. And I think that should be noted because none of them approved.
Woo!
Don't Catch It. It's Curse. That's one of the songs. I thought, oh, no. When at the wedding, somebody threw the bouquet and then one of the friends said, don't catch it, it's cursed. Hilarious.
So funny. And their comedic delivery was great.
Mm-hmm. Fat Joe as a therapist. No. I don't. Are they best friends in real life?
No. So I think they are very close. And they did I think they did a couple songs together. That's Mon says how they know each other. So
I didn't see Leah Remedy there. So an actual
every
actress.
Fucking second for her. She said, I can't condone this movie. I think he came from the Bronx too. Is that
yeah, he did.
I think they've known each other. I think Mon said they have been friends for a very long time.
Yes. But there's other people that she's friends with that could have.
I think Fat Joe needed the work, but also you didn't give him enough. I don't, 2 days? A day?
The real friends at the intervention, J-Lo was doing too much. She was chewing the scene a little too much. Then we go back to therapy and now we've got a dog, Fluffy, with us. Uh-huh. There were two different Fluffies in the credits. One was credited as puppy and one was credited as dog so that we could know the time had passed.
Oh, yes. Young Lily and Lily from Modern Family.
The thing is, it wasn't Sex Anonymous, though. It was Love Addicts Anonymous.
Yeah. I wondered if something got lost in translation there because it was we're accusing her being of a sex addict. First of all, get out of her pussy. Mm-hmm. She's not having sex with any of you. How would you know?
But also, they all have said she is a serial monogamist. She's just having sex with the people that she's in long relationships with.
People learned a new word and then they decided to accuse her of it. And also, that was for an intervention. The vibes were off when she walked in. Can we talk about that young man actor? This was the other issue of her trying to make it seem like real life. Because I said, this looks like a Bad Bunny impersonator. a child Bad Bunny impersonator.
Like a Bad Bunny impersonator, but then it was also drawing parallels to that thing that happened with P. Diddy, but they're not far in age, so then that didn't make sense.
I was so baffled by that, because the gun thing, I said, why is there a gun? And Mons is like, go look up her and P. Diddy. And I go, there's no way this is P. Diddy. This looks like, are she trying to tell us that at some point she hooked up with like Bad Bunny? Like, because he looks like a Hollywood Boulevard Bad Bunny impersonator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that part was so confusing to me.
And then we get her lying down on the couch, watching The Way We Were with Barbra Streisand, and mouthing maybe the second biggest pick-me speech that ever existed. The first being actual pick-me speech from Grey's Anatomy.
Excuse me. I've heard it.
And I was just like, girl, you're not healing watching this. If you're going to pick somebody, you got to pick yourself, which she does get to later.
Also, she couldn't stop thrashing doing that one, too.
Yeah. Kiki's Maya Angelou impersonation killed me. And then also, and I feel like this was a Kiki line, because I don't think J-Lo would have done this. She goes, she tells her that, girl, love does cost a thing.
No, I felt this. I was like, Kiki is having, they're saying Kiki throw a wild line in there. And she goes, say less.
Mm-hmm.
I swear.
Because I know the Maya Angelou impersonation was not part of it.
No. Kiki said, I got everything you needed to get. We're having a fun time. Let's have fun with it. Mm-hmm. Like, I bet they could show a solid 40. There could be an entire movie where it's just Kiki reacting to all of it. It was so funny.
Then we're back at Love Addicts Anonymous. And I think during this, we see her on the bike with Ben and it crashes. So I think that's supposed to symbolize when they got their divorce, because she talks about how she was heartbroken at that time. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what that was supposed to be. In that whole sequence, I noticed, which I thought was hilarious, as soon as the interpretive dancing started, Fluffy ran the fuck out of there. Least still attached. He got out. That was hilarious to me. Then I really liked this part when she's back at home, but it's raining inside.
Melissa, I paused and I literally said, we need to find the rain. And we kept rewinding because Mons goes, no, I think she just went from outside. I go, no.
There are things dripping inside
on her and around her, but everything else is dry.
Yes.
She had a personal rain cloud.
She had a personal rain cloud when she's throwing away her childhood memories. And the hummingbird is at the window knocking, trying to get in, and she doesn't see it. And I was like, this is beautiful.
I have to say, though, as somebody who has a lot of hummingbirds, I needed them to CGI some trees with some flowers there, because that hummingbird is not getting anywhere close to that glass box.
The thing is, she's the flower. That's the point. She's the flower. The hummingbird's trying to get to her.
Oh my God, you're right. Okay, I take it all back. It makes perfect sense. Wow, how beautiful.
the dream with little Jenny killed me. Little Jenny was carrying. I need to look at her name, because
I have to say, none of these people have many credits, which makes me think that this was proposes an ultra low budget film.
Yes, 100%.
But I don't think it was an actual ultra low budget film.
Bella Gagliano, I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing your name, little girl, but phenomenal job. When they panned up of her in the bed after she's watching her sister sleep peacefully, and she just has tears welling in her eyes. And then when little Jenny gives the whole, like, you know, we need to love, you didn't love me. Ugh.
This great is her job. First credit.
Yeah. She did a great job. And then we get back to the flower shop, the Love Factory. And then the flowers are now in bloom because she loves herself. Beautiful. The Zodiac Council celebrating. I know that we have Neil deGrasse Tyson here, and he is a scientist, but I don't need any of that. And I'm glad that those wedding bells interrupted him.
Mott was so disappointed. He said, Neil deGrasse Tyson, get out of here. And I said, but I think he said he'd agree if it could be educational.
And then I wrote down, Mike's wedding, why is there a woman there that he's married?
And I said, no wonder why she didn't want to go to this wedding. Why would I support this? You're gay. And they're like, no, he's not. And I go, what? Also, that girl with a different brunette girl that we've never met who looks incredibly similar to the other brunette girls.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Yeah.
Then after she has come to her own and she's in the street, now it's raining again after her therapy session, and the hummingbird finally finds her. And we have this moment of her dancing in the rain. And then we cut back to the wedding and we just see Ben's chin.
She said, we can't afford the whole thing.
The chin that got him Batman. I don't know if you know this, but a lot of times when they're casting for Batman, they will just cover up the person's face to see a square jaw.
Oh my God.
And, you know, then we get that this is the greatest love story ever told between Jennifer Lopez and herself. And I think that is the main takeaway from this. Jenny loves herself.
She does.
So now we're at my hot take. It doesn't deserve all the hate that it's getting. It's not bad at all. The budget is there. There's a clear storyline of her always wanting to be loved, but she never truly loved herself. Visually, it's beautiful. Where it's lacking is a director. The director of this has only directed music videos. So they've not directed actors before. And that's where it's falling apart for me, is the acting. And then also the way that he cuts to reactions, even in the friend group stuff, he's cutting to reactions that we don't need to see.
No, and half the time, all. I don't even pacing, think they know they're on camera.
Yes, the pacing is off. And so I blame most, like, I think the director did a great job in the music video stuff, but when we're in the narrative stuff, they should have had a different director for that. And that's where it falls apart for me. Like, the stuff with the Zodiac Council is pain. You have all these talented people mostly, and it's just painful to watch. And also, as I said before, it should have just been marketed as a visual album and not a film. And that's it.
Well, I realized why he didn't, the director who I said it would have been a no-brainer for him to do this because it merges his two things. I realized the reason why he didn't do it. Joseph Kahn, his last credit, Mariah Carey. So there's an allegiance there. So I did wonder that exact same thing. One question. When she leaves her therapy session from Fat Joe's giant mansion and she ends up on a street, where is that supposed to be?
New York.
So his house is supposed to be in New York. Cool. That's crazy.
Yep.
Okay. I just was like, because first of all, those aren't the streets of New York. Everything's CGI. No. So yes. I'm like, where are we supposed to think this is?
Because he says.
I want to know if people thought that was supposed to be LA, because his house is clearly LA.
Yes. But he says, like, when she's telling the story about her going back to the block, and he's saying, like, oh, like, he's naming the thing, so like you're letting us know that he too is from New York. I also forgot the part where he like dropped her as a client.
Yeah.
Which I thought was hilarious, but then he brings her back after she finds, I'm like, she's done the work on her own.
Yeah, she doesn't fucking need you suck. You've been a bad fucking therapist this whole time. Yeah. You just want her J-Lo money. Get out of here. I did find little Jenny on Instagram, and there is a promo post that she had shared from Prime Video, and the quote is from Roger Ebert calling this movie.
Hold on. No, Roger Ebert, like as in like Siskel and Ebert, like the Roger. Amazing film critics.
I have a hard time reading the name Roger, and it's in all capitals, so I didn't know that was the same name. Wait, what? Someone's losing their touch or great comedy. Wrote both a therapeutic confessional and a grand romantic fantasy. Actually, that's true.
That is true.
They didn't say anything positive about it, but they said it is a fantasy and confessional. So what a fantastic watch.
I had a good time the second time. The first time it was laughable, but once I understood the story, I got it. A lot of people were talking the first time I watched it, but the second time I was like, it just needed a director that has done narrative things and not music videos.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think she needs to be directing a music video. Do you know what I mean? I don't think you need her for that. Like, dancers also can direct themselves and dance. Yeah. Like, you don't need much for that. Dance captain, you're fine. I agree that it just should have been for the pacing of the rest of it. Also, fantastic glam on her. mm-hmm. and everybody else. And she gave everybody else great wardrobe and glam. And to that, I say, people might talk shit on Leos, but we want to look great. We don't want to look better than everyone. We need everybody to rise to the occasion and rise to that level. So like, there's nothing catty about that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so I love that she was like, I'm holding everyone to a high aesthetic standard of everything's going to be gorgeous and glamorous and beautiful. And you can also tell that people felt good.
Even in the like crying scene where she's supposed to look bad, like you can tell it's like the makeup is different. Like she still looks great, but still like they did a change. And I thought mm-hmm. that was, even the lighting was a little different. Like I thought it was good. Yeah. Really good.
Her mouthing along to those lyrics, to those words, I was like, someone needs to tell you that you don't need to act with your whole body when you're laying down. Like, I don't need to see your feet move. it was so dramatic and like everything I wanted from this. And anyone mm-hmm. who says that they wouldn't do this if they had this money are actually truthfully lying to themselves. And I will remind everybody that she signed Artist for Ceasefire. Mm-hmm. I will remind everybody mm-hmm. that she had the time to do this and say, let's not commit genocide. Yep. Not a fan of that.
So I would probably watch this again.
Oh, I would. Some of those music videos, that fucking first dance where they're flinging their pussies across town, it is so good. The centrifugal force, I feel like if I was in that room when they were dancing, it'd be similar to being in a above ground small little pool where everyone runs in a circle and then you just float along. I think I would have defied the laws of physics and gravity for the amount of power that was in that room that they would be dancing and I would start floating. Like it was so powerful.
When she goes back and everything's been fixed and everything's blooming, they're dancing even harder that time.
I don't know how they didn't like rupture an artery, break a capillary. I've never seen people hit shit that hard. And if you think You Can Dance needs to come back and need to cast exclusively from that.
Yeah.
We're supposed to watch Dancing with the Stars and be like, look at these phenomenal dancers. Where are they?
Absolutely not.
Where are they?
I mean, one of the people were there.
And that's why I don't watch Dancing with the Stars. I wonder if one of my old Pilates teachers, she was a dancer on Lip Sync Battle and a bunch of other like background dance, like she would get hired on gigs and stuff. I wonder if she was in this. I should look. We're going to take a quick break and then we are moving on to our next segments, all of your hot takes.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here.
I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Back and we're gonna get into But Are You Wrong? And some of y'all wrote in to share your thoughts about this incredible piece of art.
Someone said, not so hot take, J-Lo desperately needs to stop rapping and then pairing said rap verses with ultra masculine choreography. I love the choreography.
I was gonna say, hard disagree.
I love the choreography. I do not, in pretty much any song, like talking, whispering kind of interlude. I'm very okay if you want to start a song with that or end it. Similarly, Britney Spears, Lucky, but I thought the old lady dropped it in the ocean in the end. Well, baby, well, I went down and got it,
get it for you.
Oh, you shouldn't.
So there's things like that where I'm like, or if it's like comedic effect and it totally breaks. Like, I think if you're going to throw in, like, specifically when you're not a rapper or you don't have that kind of skill set, if you're going to throw in talking, I think it needs to like really be a break. I don't want a beat in the back. I want it to be like, and this would have made sense for this movie to like have it be a little bit more theatrical.
It was very 80s, which I'm fine with. Like, it's not, I wouldn't even call it rapping. It's just talking. It's not rapping. She's talking somewhat to the beat. And it's like an 80s. It's also like an R&B thing. And I didn't have a problem with it. Yeah. And I wouldn't like, ultra masculine choreography, I actually kind of find that offensive.
I also think that the moves that people associate with that being masculine are like powerful moves, and that's not being powerful is not like masculine at all. And I think that's also based on like the clothes that you're wearing, and to that, that's it's not masculine. It's also just very good dancing.
And then overarching thought, I didn't hate this nearly as much as I expected.
I also really enjoyed the J-Lo's friend, I like the J-Lo, J-Lo's friend group. If you're going to say that, though, you got to capitalize that. And I'd love to see a film series with this cast. I wholeheartedly agree. They're 100%. A bunch of fucking stars. They're a bunch of stars, especially the man who, fingers crossed, I at least think that one's still gay. He was great. I don't know.
He has to be.
I thought they were getting married.
He also said J-Lo has just unleashed a whole new era of cringy choreographed wedding reception dances. Hard disagree again.
Wait, I never thought of that. First of all, I do agree with this because unfortunately a large amount of people who will be like, I'm gonna do a dance at my wedding, aren't gonna have the skill sets to execute this dance.
That's why I don't think it's correct, because
people can't do it.
People might try.
But I would love to see, you know, the next time that like a pair of famous dancers gets married and they do something like this, Derek Huff pops out. Melissa sent me this one yesterday and it was crazy because the only thing, and I didn't even go over this because I wanted to wait until now. The only note that I had written down that was like not a rhetorical question that was serious was like, who is this final Zodiac man? I literally said, sorry to this man. I could see this man walking down the street and I wouldn't know a thing. I was like, who is this man? And man, Mots goes, is that Jay Shetty? And I go, I love that you have no idea who Jay Shetty is. That Mots just sees any man on screen and goes, is that one Jay Shetty? I go, that's Post Malone, not Jay Shetty. Like, and then we get, and I go, Jay Shetty's the one with the really light eyes and he opens them real big. And then he goes, there he is. And I was like, exactly. But there's this other man who I went, who, and he has to be someone because he's with Jane Fonda, Keke Palmer, Post Malone, Kim Petras, Neil deGrasse Tyson. There's like four more.
Yeah. Jennifer Lewis.
And
Sofia Vergara.
There you go. I was like, Modern Family. So then there's this man, old man, beard, white hair. He, look, I was like, method actor, really playing the part of this Zodiac god. Turns out, really method acting, playing the part of a god. So, we got a fucking message. Someone said, I don't know if you remember me, but something refreshed our memory on something and then said, more than a year ago, I had told you all that my cousin is in a yoga based cult in India that's permeating into the US. The person who makes a cameo as Pisces in the movie is the leader of it.
LOL.
When I was like, oh my fucking God. So this, first of all, permeating the US, understatement. J-Lo had put it, he is in the J-Lo movie next to Jay Shetty. Don't put those two men together. Mm-hmm. Bad things are going to happen. It's okay. Jane Fonda, if they were all in the room together, Jane Fonda would have squashed that beef so fucking quick.
Jane Fonda, probably, the reason why this probably all wasn't filmed together, because Jane Fonda and Jennifer Lewis were like, I'm not filming with that man.
I'm not filming with that sneaky little grifter.
Jane Fonda gets arrested on the regular for fun. Like, for fun. As an activist. Like, she said, she does not stand. She probably didn't even know he was in it till afterwards.
No. There.
She probably still doesn't know that she's in it because I'm sure she didn't watch this.
No. And if she does, her and Jennifer Lewis texting going, did you hear about this? This man? Oh, no. Oh, God. I was bamboozled and shocked, absolutely just mind blown. And it was crazy. And then Mott said something, which I was like, he was like, that's really like sad. Like, you know, these celebrities, like even these like celebrities who are like so rich and famous are targets for like, and can get like wrapped up in this cult stuff. And I was like, it's the entire message of the movie about like not actually being that secure in this of like someone who can fix, and especially like a lot of people in Hollywood or who are in the arts have been like outcast from fundamentalist or really like conservative upbringings. And then you find
this is why Leah Remini isn't in it.
That's what I'm, we figured it out. Leah Remini's next movie, stealing J-Lo back from the yoga cult.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I don't know if J-Lo's gonna get in that because she works out too much to have time to do yoga.
Yeah.
There's some people, if you're like built, you don't have the time to dedicate to a yoga, like, you have to spend all the other time pumping iron.
Yeah, she's on her Peloton and pumping iron and boxing. That's what she does. Yeah. It's in her Peloton commercial. She literally is in her living room with all her equipment.
Where is the Peloton's placement in this?
I didn't see them.
Well, here's my question. There was not overt ad placement in this. Mm-hmm. So that's why my theory that AI sponsored this is, like, I think really fucking true, because there is ad placement in everything. Like, music videos have more ad placement than movies. And then extended music videos will have even more ad placements. Like, where's the ad? Like, it's crazy. So everybody, stay alert. Don't accidentally join a yoga cult.
I almost accidentally joined a cult.
Yoga cults are a big thing now. And people think, like, oh, I'm not religious. I won't get wrapped up in a cult. It's not how it works, unfortunately.
I think a lot of exercise places are a cult.
I wholeheartedly agree. Well, my worst of the movie, now there's a reason for it, so I don't feel as bad. And it's a duel. Okay. It's Jay Shetty and Pisces. That is my worst of the movie because...
But he's playing an Aries.
No, I know. Jay Shetty and Pisces, who's the other guy.
Okay, because got you.
I just think we need men in less places. And specifically, I need less men in this place. And I don't like it. And that was the only thing for me that made me be like, ugh, of that.
Here's mine. It's similar in the same group of people. And it's the writers, but just for this part. Actually, casting for this part, the group. So we have Jane Fonda, who is actually a Sagittarius playing a Sagittarius. Trevor Noah is a Pisces playing a Pisces. Sofia Vergara is there. She's a Cancer, playing a Cancer, but she anybody could have been there. We didn't get the full Sofia Vergara, like.
No physical comedy, nothing.
There was nothing. No.
Yeah.
Then we got Jay Shetty, who was a Virgo, but playing Aries. He actually feels like an Aries, so I'll just let that slide.
No, that's actually fine.
Yeah.
That's actually fine.
Neil deGrasse Tyson is a Libra. Like, why wasn't he a Libra?
I didn't realize this.
He should have been a Libra in the film, because that would have made more sense for why he had that whole thing.
And we talked about Libras.
Yes.
Wait, how did you know? Whose birthday did you know that made you be like, that doesn't match up? Or did you just look it up?
Kiki's. Kiki's playing a Scorpio.
What?
And she's a Virgo. And Kim Petras is a Virgo and playing a Virgo.
Hold up. When I tell you that I so deeply ingrained know that Kiki's a Virgo, that like,
yes.
it didn't even click with me that she was playing a Scorpio.
She's being her.
She's being a Virgo.
A Virgo. It doesn't match up. And I know
she has
Kim Petras.
A song called Virgo Tendencies.
Yes. And I know Kim Petras is a Virgo, playing Virgo, but like, I didn't feel Virgo-ness coming. The energy wasn't there.
No.
Post Malone is also a Cancer, but he's playing a Leo, and I wasn't getting Leo energy from him at all.
No, that's a softy boy.
And then we have the phenomenal Jennifer Lewis, who is one of the most talented bitches ever to walk this planet. She's known as the mother of Black Hollywood, and she's playing a Gemini, which makes no sense to me. She is an Aquarius, as I am. She should have been a fucking Aquarius and let her cook. They did not let her, like, be... We didn't need the Gemini there. We didn't need that. Let her be a fucking Aquarius. Why were we left out? Why were we left out? And that is what I have a problem with.
How does J-Lo know her?
Jennifer Lewis just knows everybody. She's been
know how J-Lo knows, but how does she know J-Lo? Because... It took me a minute. I didn't even get, I was like, Jane Fonda, holy shit. And then I got the Monster-in-Law connection. Mm-hmm. But that's like crazy. Other like Post Malone, Kim Petras, like they could all be on the same label. And I'm like, okay, cool. Neil deGrasse Tyson, I don't know, agent rep somebody else. But like Jennifer Lewis to me, it was like, whoa, how'd you get here?
They've sang together.
Oh.
They go to Halloween. Look, it says Jennifer Lopez and Jennifer Lewis sing together at her and Ben Affleck's holiday party. So she's like a friend.
Wow. Because as of now, I'm not seeing them on anything like big where they would have spent like a long mm-hmm. time together. But if you're both like the only two guest stars on a show, you'd mm-hmm. hang out.
Yeah.
Vox wrote an article about this saying, This Is Me Now is the most J-Lo thing J-Lo's ever done.
And I'm here for it. You Me would too. Do it too.
And you would do it too. And she wrote the check. I don't know if she did it for a check, but she probably wrote a check and cashed some form of a check. I want to see the back end of this so bad. Who paid for it?
Probably her and Ben.
I know, but the AI part.
Amazon? Jeff Bezos?
I bet. Well, Jeff Bezos is a big fan of AI. We saw that photo shoot of him and his wife. It was so crazy. Imagine AI in your body. On a photo. Whoa. Well, I loved it. It was so great. Everyone should watch it. Don't join a yoga cult.
Mm-hmm.
And make your own music videos. Who else would you want to see make something like this? Like a visual album? Like, let's just call it a visual album because I think it bodes a lot better.
Yeah.
Because I would say for new music, I would die for Hilary Duff just because I think it'd be so fun. And girl loves a dramatic, like little rain moment music video. And she can act. Lady Gaga, I don't feel like I need one from because I feel like her music videos are already like that.
Yeah. I think that Adele should do one, but it should just be stand up in between the songs. Like she's just doing crowd work at a live show.
So finished. So we just film her Vegas residency. Yes. Oh, Kelly Clarkson. And
that would be great.
Justin Guarini comes in and plays from Justin to Kelly.
Cardi B would be hilarious.
Very funny. So, I mean, Meg's current music videos too are very theatrical and she loves anime, so that would be I could see that directing of it would be really nice.
Maybe for when they do their combined album they should do that.
Lady Gaga telephone Beyonce. Have you seen all the imagery where people are like, she's like, come, it's coming back around, everyone's like, it's part two of telephone.
Yes, we've been waiting for years.
Miley Cyrus, I think, would also do a very good job.
Yes.
Of this.
And, you know, I'm a big Miley fan, and y'all are some haters.
Who hates Miley?
Y'all hate that song.
No, I don't hate that song. I would never change a song. If Mons was here, he would say Fifth Harmony. First of all, he would say Fifth Harmony minus some other people. And more specifically, he'd say throw Normani up in here, because this man is 5 years too late, because I showed him the Normani music video. And now he goes, when are we getting new Normani music? And I said, bitch, get in line. We have been waiting. But allegedly, she's dropping new music this year.
Okay. I look forward to it.
Becky G, Carly Rae Jepsen, ABBA, Flying Boss.
Isn't ABBA just...
Yes.
Mamma Mia.
No. That's one album. Mamma Mia. It's like a Swedish people.
I got my answer, my one answer. It should have been my first answer because it goes kind of with this. Mariah Carey. One, she has songs upon songs upon songs. And we could do every album she's ever done. It could be a series. Two, because her controlling fucking ex-husband that was also in charge of her music wouldn't let her tour. She never got to, she's not like a touring artist. So she's never like done a big tour.
Huh.
Three, she worked her butt off for her, because I will say, what was her movie called?
Glitter
was not as bad as people say. And I think we should do a bet. But am I watching for that?
I've never seen it. I wasn't allowed to see it, but I wanted to see it so bad. I remember going to the video store and seeing the DVD. And I said, this is a beautiful girl in a beautiful dress. I want to watch this movie because I love Glitter. And it was like, that's not appropriate.
Glitter, first of all, she worked her ass off acting, like going to acting class, even Debbie Allen.
Oh, wow.
Help teach her. Like, she like worked her ass off. She always wanted to be an actress. She also like, part of her separation when she was trying to get away from that man, she told him that she was very serious about her acting, which she was, but she got an apartment next to her acting coach that was in New York. So, and she'd be like, she'd tell him like, oh, I've had such a long day. I'm tired. And she'd just stay at that apartment. She also like, the reason why it failed was because it was overshadowed by like that quote unquote, what people were calling a mental breakdown that she was having, but she wasn't actually having a mental breakdown. She was trying to get away from that man. And she heard about like this place that was called like a place where she could go for refuge, but it wasn't. It was actually a mental health facility that she checked herself into, but she did thought it was like,
yeah,
she was just a refuge place for herself to get away. And so all that overshadowed everything that happened with Glitter, and people were making it more about that instead of what it actually was. And so justice for Glitter, one. And two, she can act. If you saw Precious.
Oh, right? Yeah.
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 And she can sing.
The only thing I'll say is I cannot imagine her wanting to spend that much time doing it.
No, I think she would. After reading her book, I think she would.
You're right. If she just did all the act, yeah. And can we talk about how star-studded that cast would be? First of all, Kelly Clarkson would say, give me any line. As the biggest lamb ever. Bowen Yang, Matt Roger, they would be there so quickly. Ariana Grande.
Ariana and Jennifer Hudson are like now just like her official Christmas background singers. They've showed up for her so many times. They both would 100% be there.
Yeah. I think you'd have... everybody would be dying for that.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, you're right. That's perfect. I picked that one too. Mariah. Well, we hope you all enjoyed. We hope you love yourself. Mm-hmm. And I hope that you protect yourself from the Jay Shetties of the world and you don't join a yoga cult. And I want to make it clear, he's not the one with the yoga cult, but I do think he's a gateway drug into joining yoga cults.
I can see that.
When you post wellness quotes on Instagram, it is a slippery slope.
I don't know why, but he's all over my Finsta account. Like, I don't follow him, and he just shows up in my feed. Like, whew. Yep, that's exactly.
There's one filter that I'm pretty sure he's using, like, the bold glamour filter on TikTok. And I'm like, your wife needs to tell you to not. Like, this
I think
is...
she likes it.
Well, I hope they find gurus. Because it must be hard being a guru for everybody else. Okay. We will...
Circle back.
Circle back. Bye. But Am I Wrong is a production by me, Megan Rinks,
and me, Melissa Demonts, plus Diamond Imprint Productions.
Post-production by Coco Lorenz.
And production assistance by Melanie D. Watson.